98.3. Hi, I'm Melissa Montana. This is Conversations. I'm talking with Gary Thomas today, and if you are dating, here we go. It's for you. If you're thinking about getting married, maybe you're in that pre-marriage season, and you want to know how to do this right. Well, I hope you want to do it right. He's got some insight for you. He's written their latest book called Cherish, about cherishing your marriage. Wouldn't hurt to read that also, even in the dating season. Gary Thomas, thank you, my friend. What's the first advice you start talking to people about when they're in that dating season?
Knowing why you want to get married and what creates a successful marriage. What I found, Melissa, is that the three reasons that most people choose to get married don't predict future happiness in marriage. They don't predict a successful marriage. But pretty much we follow the same pattern as the world in that regard.
So what are those things that you say we should be doing and looking forward to for a successful marriage?
Well, I believe it comes back to faith first. I base the sacred search on Matthew 6:33. Seek first the kingdom of God and his
righteousness.
And
yes.
I know that sounds very religious, but here's the deal. I don't believe that we can be satisfied as just two people together. God created us for more than marriage. Mm. The most intimate, strongest, most fulfilling marriages I know are two people living for a cause bigger than themselves. And secondly, when Jesus says, seek first his righteousness, he's telling us to die to the very things that destroy most relationships. When people come to me as a pastor, it's behavioral issues. It's bad attitudes of relating that destroy the marriage. So if we're growing in righteousness and purpose, we're really laying the groundwork for a great marriage. And so I tell young couples, don't worry about falling out of love. Worry about falling out of purpose. Worry about falling out of repentance. That's what destroys most long-term relationships.
Well, when people first get together, you know, there's that infatuation. It's like either the attraction, it's physical or something you love about each other. But then it's like they don't know how to hold it together to realize what's really important. And do you have some wisdom on how important it is to, you talked about seeking God first, but really maintaining your relationship with the Lord first, that you'll have more clarity in your relationship?
Well, absolutely. Selfishness becomes boring, and infatuation can so grip us, and it's wonderful for a while, but it has a shelf life of 12 to 18 months.
Yes.
It won't even get you through potty training your first child. And so it's got to be based on some substantive stuff, and I believe that is to seek first God. We need to know our place in God's kingdom. If not, there will be this listlessness that we were made for more than this, and we usually blame our romantic relationship instead of the lack of purpose in our life. It's become selfish because we feel so good around each other.
And would you say it's important not to become desperate? I know this is a quick answer I'm looking for.
Absolutely, because marriage calls us to give and to sacrifice on a whole new level. And so I think the focus has to be, we love because he first loved us. Every day of marriage or every day of singleness, I'm trying to receive from God so I can still have that giving mindset throughout the world, so that regardless of the relationship with parents, with children, with friends, or with a spouse or a dating partner, I'm focusing on giving and serving and building them up, not being selfish.
Once again, words of wisdom from the one and only Gary Thomas. You can read his books, his blog, and of course, he's ministered to so many people and helping them in their relationships. If you want to know more about him and what he has to offer, you can find that on my Conversations link right now at star883.com.